We're going to be joined in just a second by Dr. Bart Rossi, political psychology expert, and this is a different and unique position on politics, a different perspective on politics. What do you think is really in his mind about women?
My evaluation of him goes something like this. I really believe that we're talking about somebody with a rather narcissistic and self-absorbed personality who would say something like this. I think that he's really using some code words here.
What are the code words?
Well, when someone says legitimate rape, I think there's a message that then there's phony rape. And that means to a lot of people and a lot of women, well, if there's phony rape, then I'm the one that's the liar and the fabricator.
You raise a good point, Doctor, but let me get real controversial here. Okay, let's get real controversial. Are there not a good deal of women who go out there and say because they want to get an abortion and because they want to make it easier on themselves, maybe they say I was raped because that makes the whole thing easier and they don't have to take the heat?
Rape is rape, and women do not really want to be perceived as liars and fabricators.
Thing with Aiken, I mean, a lot of what he said just didn't make any sense. It was like a sentence fragment that he didn't get a chance to complete. But my point is, I don't understand why everybody is jumping down his throat. I don't understand how this is seen as bashing women. I mean, it's just not clear to me how and why is this in the area of bashing women.
I think that when you use a term like legitimate rape, then you're sending a message out again that there's something like phony. And then you have to ask yourself, well, what kind of a person, what kind of a man would use this terminology and then say that there's really the woman's body shuts down and that they don't really need an abortion because they don't really get pregnant when they get raped? I mean, what kind of a person says that? And these are the questions that are asked by women. I mean, who's speaking like this? And that's where I think he gets himself in trouble. And my view of this is that he's painted a picture of himself that's not very pretty in the minds of women, moderates, reasonable women, and moderate people. I do not think like how he's presented himself, his personality. This is a guy who maybe feels he's a hero to the right because he won the primary, and maybe his whole career, which if you look at it, he's pretty independent-minded, very much his way or the highway. Here's a guy who thinks he can get away with saying things like that.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. I see where you're a good point. I love this psychological perspective. It's just so different and so rich. But let me ask you this. Let's get to his psychology. Let's get to your expertise. We'll forget about the politics and parsing the words and all that. What kind of attitude does he have toward women, rape, abortion? What do you think's really behind the scenes animating this?
Maybe he feels that women have a place. Women have a place in life, and it's not what most moderate, reasonable women would think of. And he's making a pitch here, and in his mind, his thinking is, I'm making a pitch to the angry male, the angry guy out there.
The irony is that this may not hurt him that much in Missouri. I'm not sure. If I had to bet my life, I'd bet this guy's going to win the election.
You have a good point, because he hasn't really changed his position on abortion or anything. His positions are his positions, and they're actually very similar to Ryan's. So, I mean, he has his position.
Well, Dr. Bart Rossi, thank you so much. If we're real lucky, we'll have you back. I appreciate it very much. Dr. Bart Rossi, political psychology expert, licensed psychologist, and founder of the Rossi Psychological Group. Thank you. Well, that's it for another week of Behind the Curtain with Jack Berkman.